ഓം ശാന്തി, ഓം ശാന്തി, ഓം ശാന്തി. വാ ഡ്രാമ വാ. Really, you have said this with your heart, or you have repeated the words. What is drama? What is drama? A story. The difference between drama and story? Story is a story. If I read a story loud, silently, in a group, individually, I would not say that I have seen a drama. Of course, the basis of the drama is a story. But there is a difference between story and drama. Story, when it is enacted, when it is on the stage, actors play the role, it is called drama. So Baba is giving us the knowledge. We are learning Raja Yoga. This is a godly university. We are studying in the spiritual university. In this school or university, Baba said, there are different maps, just like in a school. You have world map. We have here a globe. And in this globe, there are maps of different countries. In the same way, every day Baba is explaining the significance of each picture, like a story. Baba is giving us a story. We are listening the story of immortality. All of us are Parvatis, the residents of the far away land are called Parvatis, far beyond the sun, moon and stars. The souls reside, and these souls are companion of God. Stay in the soul world, in that company of a bodiless stage, an incorporeal stage. But that is an incorporeal stage where they don't play the role, they don't play the part. In the soul world, that's our home. There is no drama there. In the soul world, drama is not enacted. Drama is played here in this corporeal world. Even in subtle region, it is the act of God that's a reflection or projection of these three images of Baba's task of establishment of the divinity, spirituality, purity, royalty. How we achieve our perfection and how we finish our defects and negativity, impurity, weaknesses, vices, which is we finish our old world. And how once again the new world is created. And how once again the new world is created, what happened, the new become old and old becomes new, it's a story. But story is played by us, the actors, here on this stage. When it is enacted, it is called drama. What does it mean that it is not played in the soul world? The director is there, and we actors are also there. But on this world stage, drama is played. So it means the laws of spirituality, which is the power of the soul, the skills of souls, specialities of the actors, which is expressed here on this field of action. It is called world drama stage. On this stage, this world drama is played. So these qualities, specialities, experience, expression, interaction, connection, account, all this is here. And that becomes a play. Expression is a play. The soul is expressing itself. What it is expressing? Expressing what is the feelings in the mind. Sharing the thoughts of the mind. Experiencing its own result of whatever action the soul is playing, and also the impression and effect, but how others are playing. And how we take in, how we see it, with which consciousness we watch this drama, expression and impression. Our happiness and sorrow depends on that. So this is why Baba says, play the drama as a detached observer and active actor. Because it's seeing and doing, both have to be in balance. Watching is also part of the drama, because those who are watching the play, they are actors of this drama. The gathering, spectators, those who are watching the drama are also part of the scene in the drama. And actors are active to express the fact, or the try to express their own feeling and whatever director is telling them to express. It's always connected with qualities, with weaknesses and virtues. So laws of spirituality. So what is, once again, what is drama? The laws of spirituality, the spiritual powers of the soul, which means the spiritual powers. What are the spiritual powers of the soul? What are the godly powers? What are the Brahmin powers? And what are the powers of the deities? there are different powers. Deities don't have to act the powers of Brahmins. There's no need. Brahmins have, we have picture posters of 8 powers. Power to pack up, power to withdraw, power of tolerance, power to face, power to adjust, power to decide, power to discriminate, power to cooperate. Do the deities in the golden age need to act these powers? There's no need in the story. Brahmins need these powers. And they are acting, interacting with these powers. But these powers are enacted, expressed, interacted, based on the spiritual powers, godly powers. And these godly powers are powers, the basic powers, knowledge. Wisdom given by God. Knowledge is light. I'm able to see clearly, understand it. The darkness is removed, misunderstanding is removed. And knowledge is might. For God is the Almighty. He is the might. He gives also the knowledge which makes the soul powerful. The power of peace. The power of love. The power of purity. The power of truth. The power of benevolence. These are godly powers. Knowledge, purity, peace, love, truth, bliss, benevolence. So actors, those who are using these powers, are actually the actors of the godly play. Director tells us how to play this role. But we are playing here on this field of action. So the soul cannot play the role, cannot express and experience these powers without having the physical body. Even God has to follow the laws of nature. So there are different laws of spirituality, the power of spirituality, and the laws of nature. That's matter. 5 elements. So drama is enacted here. So it's very easy. Everybody understands drama. But one question always arises, why is it like this? Why? And Baba says, when you understand the drama, you don't say why. You say, why? Yes, you say why with a solution. And this why does not remain why anymore. It makes you fly. You become very light and easy. So generally when people come for course, or even Brahmin for a long time in Nyan, this why, what, how, where, when, miss, what, this question remains, and Baba says, put a full stop. Remember Baba, remember 3 dots, remember you are a soul. It means the soul is detached. Remember Baba means power. Remember drama means just be a detached observer. Full stop. Now drama is here. So people do understand these things. Brahmin also accept this. But what makes drama drama? Drama is nice. Drama means something you enjoy it. Experience it. But the aspect of drama means repetition. People do understand drama, but what they don't accept, or what it is they react to, or find difficult to accept, is a repetition of the drama. Drama is nice. Okay, whatever happened is happened. But I do not like that the same scene should repeat again. Okay, it will repeat again, but if it is going to repeat again, why should I make effort? The second blockage. First it is, I don't like to repeat it. The second is, no, if it is going to repeat anyway, it's going to be going to fall anyway, why should I make effort? So why this comes and why should I make effort? What point of knowledge has not actually soul recognized or understood, or intellect has faith that yes, its repetition is, repetition makes it drama, otherwise it is not a drama. Drama is known because it repeats and must repeat it again and again, and that is the sign of perfection, because we must have enjoyed it, no? And we would have said, once more, once more, once more. What it is that makes it once more? And what it is that repeats? Why it repeats? And why it is the reason that it is, we go down gradually, gradually? Because we are playing the part here on this planet where the laws of nature are mighty, powerful. That's why I say Baba says, drama is powerful than me. The laws of nature. Let us see from everyday's activity, from morning till evening, anything which is connected with, is this on this planet, in a human life, on this earth we know, we experience. Have you seen or known anything which does not repeat? Anything. For example, there is activity. We get up in the morning, beautiful day, nice golden sky, the sun is rising. What a beautiful scene in the morning of sunrise. And you like to watch it. And you can watch the sun complete like the moon. So attractive. Very nice scene. Then gradually, the day becoming the same sun, it's very hot. We like to draw the curtain, put the shutter down. The morning, day, afternoon, evening, night, a complete opposite. The light change into darkness. Pitch dark, dark night. Then, morning again. Next day, morning, afternoon, evening, again day. Sunday to Saturday or Monday to Sunday, same repetition, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Life, baby is born, gradually growing up, might leave the body 8 years, 90 years, 100 years old. Will take the birth as a baby, not 90 years old body. So question again comes, but why should I make effort? I have to fall down again and we have to come in the Iron Age again. In our everyday life, we say we are making good effort. Yeah, what I want is to have a nice, comfortable place to live. That's why I'm earning, working hard. Okay? You are working hard for what? To have a nice, comfortable house, no? But that will become old anyway after 100 years. Why are you making effort? Oh, but that will, after 100 years, it will become old. It means that you are not thinking of it will become old and then it will break and you make it again. You still make effort to enjoy whatever is available in these 100 years. Your children are born. You know that they will leave the body. Why are you making effort? They will die anyway. You make effort to teach them. You give them good education, you look after them very well, you take care of their health. All your efforts are there to get the maximum in their life. And you know that one day they have to leave the body. Okay, I'm hungry, I'm eating food. Nice, good lunch. What is the point of cooking today? Not tomorrow, I'm going to be hungry again. Do you like do like this? Better not to cook, no. Tomorrow I will be hungry again. I know that I will be hungry again. Every day I sleep in the night. Better not to sleep, no. Have you ever thought, better not to sleep. Tomorrow, oh, tomorrow I have to get up again. We have accepted this. And you really enjoy, you look for rest. And so then you wake up in the morning fresh. There is no question of why in it. There is no doubt in it. Because you have accepted and understood the laws of nature. And according to the laws of nature, then you act or interact or reflect whatever it is. If it is winter, you wear warm clothes. If it is summer, you wear light clothes. So laws of nature actually inspire you, make you understand how you face the situation, how you react to the thing. You don't fight with the cold. But you accept the cold. You accept weather. And then you create many good efforts, no? Creativity. So you become good actors. You become you have the power to solve the problem. You have the power to face the problem. You have the power to discriminate between right and wrong. It's winter. Mother says, child, don't go outside without wearing a cap, coat, shoes, gloves. And this is mother's shirimat. This is mother's direction. Obedient child accepts this. But then in summer he also wears the warm clothes and scarf and very heavy woolen clothes, what will happen? He will become sick. So according to the weather, the time is changing, so your efforts are changing, your reaction to the situation is changing. So when this is what it is, drama means different scenes are changing. But then it is in law, it is repeating again and again. It's not new, it's the same. The same sun is rising. It's not the new sun has emerged. The same moon is appearing again. But here, because it is the story we have of short time, and Baba is telling us the story of this unlimited play, the capacity that the souls have to play the role in the soul, the capacity. And then Baba gives the example, like the battery, it has the capacity just to recharge, and gradually as it is being used, it is becoming empty. You don't say, oh, anyway, battery is going to be empty, better I don't use. No, you know you will recharge it. And so this is what it is, the confluence age is once again recharging our battery. So then why do we react? This is simple, we can understand the laws of nature. We can understand that it is our specialities are going to be renewed again. We understand that. But what it is that we are not accepting? Something which is, I don't have the power to face, or I found it difficulty and I could not solve it. I don't want this to repeat again. So it is in fact what when Baba is speaking about drama, especially when the repetition. Have you seen any Murli, heard in any Murli, noticed where Baba speaks first? Repetition of the Iron Age. He starts the story with the Golden Age. What will come? Happiness will come again. The Golden Age will come again. Paradise will come again. Why I have come? I have come to take you back home again. Why I have come? To purify you again. Why have you come? You have become beggar. I have to come to make you prince again. The word again is connected with the new beginning, and which is perfect. So this is why it is needed to repeat. If it doesn't repeat, we will continue to fall down, down, down completely. But before it is, Baba says, the light of the soul doesn't disappear at all. Means completely doesn't disappear. He gives the example of the moon, the crescent, the moon still remains, even in the dark night. And once again, the degrees of the light of the moon begin to increase. The light of the moon is increasing again until it becomes full moon. So the confluence age is giving us the knowledge. Baba is giving us the knowledge of the drama, and when it is connected with our spiritual power and using the laws of nature, and also misusing the laws of nature, or misusing the qualities that we have, then we begin to see the sorrow, the negative part in the drama. Soul consciousness and body consciousness, contrast gives us the contrast of the drama. We have played this part throughout the whole cycle. But now Baba is giving us the knowledge of the drama. in order to, because while playing the part in this drama, knowing our specialities, our qualities, our divinity, what great royal deities, divine beings we were, so elevated we were. So, okay, this memory and sometimes the sanskaras are still quite on a good degree level. And sometimes the soul becomes so influenced by matter that the qualities shift and it absorbs the nature, the qualities and property of nature, matter. And so it cannot actually act right way as it should. Just like water, it's clean, it's cool, it has a flow in it. Its function is to clean the clothes, its function is to cool down the thirst, to quench the thirst. But if a little bit dust is mixed in it, it's not healthy anymore to drink. Little bit more dust is mixed in it, opposite action, it will make my clothes dirty. Little bit more dust is mixed, it is becoming dust, it is becoming mud. Now it not even the name is water anymore. It's called mud, but it is not water in it. So gradually the more we become conscious of the body, we forget to play the role. We play role. I play the role. Not the virtues play the role. In soul consciousness, the law of spirituality is the virtues play the role. In body consciousness, I play the role. I identify myself with the body. And so gradually the power to feel, to understand, to discriminate, to decide, to act, is actually has not that perfection in it. Gradually as it is having the influence of matter, I am more body conscious. The body consciousness increasing again and again. So as we are playing the part in body consciousness, what is happening? Gradually, as in body consciousness, the soul is playing the part, the property of matter is more powerful than the property of the soul. Water does not have the power to discriminate between right and wrong. More, I am. What? The body, so much water in the body, 80% water, blood. There is no feeling in the matter itself. So more I become body conscious, I don't have the feeling of hurting anyone. I play the role, hurting others with more intoxication, without feelings. So gradually that law of it becomes law of karma, action and reaction. How I act, soul conscious or body conscious, with my self-respect or with any kind of defect or effect. So actions are not perfect action. It's filled with defects. Okay, gradually what is happening, there is a feeling of insecurity. The actor is playing the role not with real consciousness. So the humanity becomes diseased with two diseases. Which two diseases? One is ego. I do it. And the other disease is depression. Disease is the same. Root is the same. Forgetting something. How I have to play the role. So ego, I have this, I did this, I want to do this. So in order to, okay, and I did it very good, this was perfect thing, I did it. So okay, Baba says, what kind of ego you have? You have done it many times. You are a good cook. You have cooked it thousands of times, so you become more and more mature and more expert, more and more skilled. So supposed to be good, no? What kind of ego you have? You have done this in drama many times. So should be natural good, no? Supposed to be good. I does not come in it. No? It should not interfere. So that's why it's play with self-respect but with humility. Do it action with self-respect, with intoxication but with humility. It's balance. And depressed, I cannot do it. It is impossible. I have never done it. How will I do it? Fear comes in. And Baba says, you have done it many times. You are so divine beings. You were all virtuous. You were completely viceless. You were perfect. You were completely perfect divine beings. So he reminds us that yes, this you can play this role again of divinity, of real spirituality. Let spirituality become reality. This reality, truth, is your purity. This purity becomes your divinity. And this is what is called this five powers of spirituality, purity, divinity and royalty is the picture of Vishnu. You have to become this again. So again, it means I have to play the role. That's why he's teaching me. That's why I'm studying Raja Yoga. Again, I want to become again. It is. So neither in order to cure the disease of depression and also ego, the drama is a very powerful tool. But it needs a faith. This is most important thing, is faith in the intellect that I have played this divine role. And a player must be as much as active in playing role, equally should be detached from the role. Ego makes us possessive. Desires makes us diseased. So this is why it should be detached, and then I can detach, only then I can act the play role. Virtues can play the role. So Baba is making us aware. It's a beautiful drama, wonderful drama, you are seeing, watching it. Have faith that you have played the role as an active actor using all the qualities that you have. Godly qualities, Brahmin qualities. Then I become totally, result will be detached observer. Or being soul conscious, detached observer, result will be I play an active role. Means qualities play an active role. So the direction that Baba is giving is just watch this drama is benevolent. It is. Drama is benevolent. This faith in intellect. It becomes a mirror for my own self of my stage. benevolent, because then I can see what I am practicing. When a situation came, did I remain stable? When a situation came, something happened against my will, something happened unpleasant, something happened misfortunate, which we give the word. Do I use the knowledge, spiritual power, knowledge? So at that time, it is the light is needed. If I am watching the drama in the darkness, I would not enjoy, I would stumble about it. So sometimes why I don't see the drama properly? Because we most of the time watch the drama with the light off. Drama is being played, but the light is not there. And when the light is on, then I am able to see. I am seeing the beginning, middle and the end of the drama, not only one scene. So what is another secret? The faith that it is. It is big, and Baba is giving me the full knowledge of the drama, the beginning, the middle and the end. And that's why, and everything, whatever is happening, is connected with one thing or another. When I see only one scene, I am confused. I cannot accept it. But when I see the whole picture, I know it is benevolent. Something I have to learn from that, improve in myself, or quality which I had not used, it's opportunity to use it. So this is why it is the faith in this intellect, this drama is benevolent. Faith in drama means faith in my own self. Drama, the mother is very beautiful mother. Baba is mother, Brahma is mother. Give me spiritual birth. Of God is my father as a creator, but I'm an eternal being. Different relationship with Baba, friend or companion or mother. But drama is the real mother. In the lap of drama I play the part. But she is such a beautiful mother to massage the bones, no? It looks sometimes it's painful. Massage is painful. But it actually cures. It makes the bones strong. So drama is giving me the opportunity to become strong. Different time, unexpected situations will come. But in fact, it is unexpected for us, but in fact it is connected with some quality to rebuild in me. Some power once again to empower myself. But when I have to use this drama, this is also important. Another aspect is that it's drama Baba uses, it's a brake for the car, no? Driving. When something happens, full stop, it's a brake, stop. But we are so clever. I use the car before driving it. Before starting it. If it is in drama, it will happen. Why should I make effort? This brake is used not before, it has to be a situation. Come, then I use the brake. Then it is drama. So make me use the power at the right time. Different powers. Somewhere the power of patience. Sometime power of love. Sometime power. Different situations or forgiveness. Brahmin powers are needed. So it is faith in myself that I have all these powers that Baba has given me. And also it's a variety. That's why it has to say, otherwise what is drama if different scenes do not come, do not we see, it will be boring. Drama means variety. But all this is based on how much faith I, the soul, have in myself. That I am, Baba is the director, and I am a hero actor. And hero actor means the situations which Baba used word it Maya, or it is used the word Raman, or it used the word situations, circumstances. How I watch it. As Baba is always detached. So, detached from what? Detached from my expectations. So when I become detached from my expectations, then it is surprising, beautiful drama. When I am watching the drama with attachment, then I have to struggle. I cannot enjoy, or I cannot become detached. I cannot really make sense of it. Because I can confuse myself, in other words. So faith in self, faith in Baba, and enjoyment in drama. Because at that time, in just in this drama, you really watch different qualities, each one playing in the different quality or their, whatever their role, at that time the soul has to play. Then it's as drama we are moving along, because it's here on the field of action. In other words, it can be called karma. So another aspect is when there are different scenes, situations, not so pleasant interaction, relationships, the power in the soul. In this action, interaction, the qualities are not used in the right consciousness with the right awareness. Each one's role is different because each soul is different. Each one's capacity is different. Each one's quality of time is different. And so our expectations again, desires, so not becoming detached from that, we begin to play the role that other person has to play. Competition, comparison, corrections. Its action is very active, the role. But it is that what others have, I don't have to play, but I play the role what others are playing, which others have to play. But they should, or my expectations, they should be like this. Why are they doing like this? I forget my role to play because I'm expecting others should play the role. So we are watching, and then here we create account, you know, to play the role which I have to play, my quality, but at that time I am expecting that other person should play the quality. I have to play the patience. Why if other person is getting angry? It's my play, it's to cool off. There's fire, I have to play water. But I am not water at that time. I am still water, but I became hot, burning hot with the influence of the fire. So I have to remain detached from fire. Play water. Water is there, I have to play like, I have to become again, the playing detached like a lotus. So So Baba gives many examples. So when I am not acting it, only I am understanding it and not acting it, then drama becomes difficult. So there becomes karma philosophy then. So this is why drama, karma, laws of nature, laws of spirituality, but with this consciousness, everything is beneficial, because this also makes me aware to not to have ego of my own specialities. And now today is wonderful drama. Yesterday Baba is coming, today Baba is coming, Baba is coming today. Now Baba is coming tomorrow. Wonderful drama. What a great fortune to celebrate my birthday in reality. Baba's birthday, my birthday together. This is amazing. God's birthday, my birthday, same day. Okay, birthday is time to prepare the gift to give to Baba. Gift packet. So today we have the time to prepare a gift packet so that we can offer to Baba. Yeah, he's waiting for the gift. That's why he's giving time now. And he doesn't want other gifts. He wants only which is not useful, no? Useless, which make us makes us inactive, but very active. So he says, no, give me this, all the weaknesses. Especially, he's saying, give me your whatever anger, traces of anger, big enemy, vices. Just prepare this, and so he's giving time that we can make it ready to hand it over to Baba. So special time, more with attention. And time is changing anyway. In that also, same scene will not repeat. This is also part of the drama. Change has to take place. And so, watching drama with same eagerness, with same love, without expectations, then it is surprise how Baba meets us. We go there to meet in the subtle region, or subtle region appears here. So, which quality plays the role? Love for Baba, love for myself, love for Dadi Gulzar, chariot. She has played this part of being Baba's chariot for so long. And if body needs rest, Baba wants to take care of her horse, his horse, his chariot. Or drama mother wants to take care of it. So it's fine. Then love for Dadi. Her dedication, her sacrifice, her being so humble, natural, so loving, giving, totally detached from everything. And so this is many, many gifts we have received from Baba from all these years, no? And it is perhaps time. Thank you, Baba. You have given us so much. And now I give proof. You have given me so much. I can give you at least something. So it's the time to offer our love. It is time to offer our real respect for Dadi. And real, real proof, God. You come in incognito way, or you come in obvious way, you take the support of matter, or you don't take the support of matter. For me, doesn't matter. My love matters. My faith, That is the main thing. I belong to you and you belong to me. In your vision I am the same, and my vision and in my heart you are the same. Yes, form of meeting is changing, but the relationship does not change. It has to be different, no? The same baby when is a baby in the lap of the mother is very much cared, looked after, paid attention. Mother is feeding the child, washing her, giving nice clothes. The child is grown up. Mother would not keep in the lap and feed. Child is not sick, child is healthy. Go and eat yourself. Mother wants to see the child be healthy, active and play. Then, in school, more time for study, not just sitting at home. Then in university, use your own intelligence. Use your effort. Stern eyes, strong. Responsibility. Not all the time sitting. The mother will not be using, the child will not be sitting all the time in mother's lap. That's love. Love, relationship doesn't break when the qualities are interacted. Love, trust remains unshakable. So scene changes, but relationship becomes stronger and stronger. And it is so natural that doesn't matter you are sitting at home and remembering, or you are making a telephone call, still your heart is beating the drums of joy. And so this is also when this relationship becomes so natural, real. The joy, heart opens and the tears fall through your eyes. Like Baba speaks about sometimes, the pearls are falling through the eyes. Baba is taking it as a garland around his neck. Means he loves more and more when the power of love is offered. And so what a wonderful drama is to see how much power and faith I have in changing time, changing scenes, changing the capacity. And anyway, the soul will be able to grasp from Baba. When Baba is there, even then different souls take, some take power, some take knowledge, some take vibrations, some take inspirations. And some take long time to absorb this. But still, they are Baba's special children. So here it is also, I'm ready. Whatever scene is there, it is beneficial. Because Madhuban atmosphere, Kamsarovar's atmosphere itself is charged so much with this godly energy. Baba's room, general meeting, brothers, sisters and are taking the benefit from the specialities of each other. So it is to exercise something else than normal what we have been doing. Faith in the self, faith in Baba, faith in Dharma, not with the force, no? It's not a force, faith is not a force. It's just faith in the self that really Baba wants me to give training on a different level now. To understand the importance of Madhuban more and more. To take the benefit of every scene. To remain very powerful and positive in every situation. Okay. Let us watch what is tomorrow. Is beneficial, just this one thing. It's very, very important, very interesting, very powerful to use which quality I am going to use. Am I the one who absorb very quickly? No, you know that some are able to absorb wherever you are. You sit in Baba's room, this energy you take it in. You are sitting in the class, some powerful atmosphere touches you and open your heart. You are conversing with someone, such a nice point touched you. Oh, I was not aware of this. That becomes a boat for you to go across. Sometimes there are some doubts and here conversation is taking place. Oh yeah, this I also had this question. Is it right this? And doubts is cleared. And so it is also like we are in this environment where each one is becoming powerful. Yes, sometime it is like being in the sprout, no? So some take time, but not to worry about it. Still you are the bean, you are that quality. No, sometimes you have seen the, how many of you have actually made sprouts at your own home? Sprouts? Mung sprouts? Bean sprouts? You take a scrubs, the sprouts, no? You put it in the water. Next day some become soft. Next day more is soft. Third day they begin to sprout. Some are still hard. Okay, then it's more. Some are even fourth day are still, they are still same, the same bees, mung. But they are not stone. Will be used. If it is not for sprouts, it is still soup. It can be made. It will be useful. It's not useless. So, no matter whatever the soul is able to, each soul capacity is different, but is useful. It is powerful. Same tree, some fruit blossom fast, some take a little bit longer. But they are still the same quality souls. So it doesn't matter, never losing hope in the self, never losing self-respect, never losing this deep feeling of belonging to Baba. Then the soul opens up the heart, bead, this mung also becomes nice, sprouts again. There's no discrimination in God's vision, no what I want to say, in Baba's vision is no discrimination. Just like why I gave the example of the sprouts. His love is the same, His power is same, His attention is same, no discrimination between young or old. But some take time to absorb it. When the farmer is plowing the seeds and the grains are growing, there is no discrimination at that time. Then later on, it came in the shop. The harvest is there. If there is no shop, no discrimination in the same sack. All the beans are there. Then you buy from the shop a kilo or a pound. Same. When you soaked in the pot, you did not have any discrimination. Each sprout, each mung absorb according to its own capacity. So Baba does not have any discrimination. This is what I want to say. He is giving us power in different way. Sometimes in the form of power, sometimes it is form of love, it is sometimes its vibrations, sometimes through his drishti is magic. Vibration itself, okay, sitting together before Baba comes, it is the atmosphere of the family together, bhatti together. What breathe in, breathe out, it is the positive energy and joy of love in the atmosphere. And we are absorbing that. Baba's drishti or before he gives the murli or speaks to the children. It's an injection. Okay, now long murlis are not there, deep murlis are not there. Many new children for in front of Baba. It's opportunity for us to go back and revise what Baba has given the homework before. I think because we are lazy to do this homework and he has to just pay attention only to the little one. Now you are university student, you study yourself and little one wants only love. That's it. And we are there to support the little ones. And so it is the power that Baba, drishti is 1 second, it doesn't take long. An expert nurse or doctor gives the injection and you are still waiting for its injection. He says, it's done. Oh, you have given the injection. You don't even notice injection is given. And so his drishti itself, you know, without even giving murli, enough for the soul to fill it with power. And few words of blessings, fine. It is Baba himself coming, or even given through Dadi. So it is very important just to remain stable, ready to take in, ready to absorb. Take this water of love. Then the heart opens, is filled with joy, filled with that godly power. And so then, and sometime, it is also our own test how much we have this magnetic energy to pull the magnet. Now it is a question, how big magnets we are to pull the magnet? Baba, our magnetic energy. So different ways of seeing the drama. You remain unshakable, happy, detached, but satisfied inside. Because every scene is beneficial.